even more onerous. It's quite direct in what the regulations say. For argument's sake, that property has to obtain an asbestos management plan. They also have to have a report, for the safe management of that. And those contractors, again, need to, the same as before, any contractors on a commercial site have to adhere to the WHS Act as well. So there's a whole host of new things right across the board. The difference is really understanding where your obligation or your liability ceases is if you're carrying on a business unit or not. So your own home, Kathy, in your own home, if you decide to employ a contractor to come and do work on the house you own and live in, your principal place of residence, and you own it, you don't have the obligation to ensure that the practice or supervise or make sure that they provide you evidence of WHS practice, because you aren't carrying on the business unit. The contractor there still has his part. He still has to make sure that he assesses the site, but you're not responsible, or you don't have any co-juncting responsibility to look at that. But the minute that you are a landlord, you are enterprising from collecting rent from someone. Under the definition, you're a PCBU, person carrying on a business unit, and therefore you have to make sure that the people that you're employing to do work at your property are acting in a safe manner and reasonably assessing that. I mean, you don't know, for argument's sake, the ins and outs of an electrical switchboard, so you can't know necessarily if someone writes something down that it could be right. But reasonably, if you thought, he's saying he doesn't need to turn off the switchboard, but he's going to cut some wires, well, duh.
Yeah.
It's probably not very safe. And they start talking about components and things, refrigeration mechanics, talking about pulley systems and thinking, we'd have to stop this before that. I mean, again, you've got to look at it and say, well, that would sound reasonable and I'll accept that and have a core practice. Real estate property managers, it's all about paperwork too. If there is an incident and work cover accord to an accident at a site that's managed by an agency, if they've got proof that it's a regular checkup as far as documenting safe procedures before works are carried out, then they're probably in a better place than someone that doesn't. Even extending to the fact that the people that work for us, even in their daily duties, we have to have a safe work method statement, safe work procedure for simple things like carrying out property inspections, carrying out rental inspections, routine inspections, those sorts of things, making sure that there's no dog in a yard, or if we're going after dark, that taking a second person with them to make sure that nothing happens, having a call sign to ring the office if you're in trouble, something that would alert other employees that I need your assistance at this address. Those sorts of things need to be covered too. So it's affecting all of us. Some people think the red tape is onerous, and I suppose to a point it's an extra thing that we have to do. But safety for everybody is the most important thing. And I know I've got a couple of mates that are in business, even in our local area, that have had people injured. And I know there have also been deaths in workplaces in the listening area, but certainly people that have been injured. And I would hate to have one of my employees or one of the people contracted under our business injured or killed as a result of negligent workplace safety.
Of course.
And it's such an important thing. We want people to leave home in the morning and get home in the afternoon safely. Now, I won't be here next Saturday. It'll be Sarah, actually, because John's away as well. She'll be right. You'll be right with Sarah.
Sarah, I've heard, is lovely. But tell me why you won't be here.
I won't be here because tomorrow we head off, a group of us head off on the 2012 Newcastle Variety Bash. So really looking forward to that. Sparrows fart tomorrow as we get up. Is that a term I'm allowed to use on air? Well, I have anyway.
I'm not sure, Sandy.
Anyway, early start, 9 a.m. departure from the foreshore at Newcastle. So breakfast down there, 7:30. For those of you who'd like to come down and see us off, or happen to be in Newcastle on Sunday, because they might be heading down there today. Muswellbrook is the second largest contingent of cars entered in the bash each year, and got a real follow on. Secondly to Newcastle, of course. So much so that our scrutineering at the beginning of the month, the 2 days, there was only Newcastle and Muswellbrook were your two options. And Ray Osborne over at Osborne's Buses had his pit available for people to drive their cars on. Mine held together as I drove it over the pit, hoping that we'll get there and back before it falls apart. But it's an outstanding opportunity. Our main game or aim is to raise funds through sponsorship and donation